Penguin Random House Canada presents Red River Girl, The Life and Death of Tina Fontaine, by Joanna Jolly. Read for you by Penelope Rollins.
Prologue. In 2016, in the early hours of a mid-September morning, a guard led me into a secure interview room inside a jail in Manitoba and handed me a red panic button to press should I need assistance. Sitting opposite from me at a table was a prisoner still in the process of finishing his breakfast cereal and toast. Raymond Cormier demanded to know which media outlet I was from. When I explained I was a BBC journalist but was there to interview him for a book, he threw his toast at my head and screamed that he was only interested in speaking to the local press. For a second, I considered pushing the panic button, but instead adopted the submissive pose advised by BBC hostile environment trainers, head bowed, palms open and visible, and waited for him to calm down. After a few minutes, he did, and he instructed me to turn on my recording equipment. Over the next 2 hours, he spoke without pause, detailing his childhood, adult life, sex life, drug addiction, and, most of all, how he had become the prime suspect in one of Canada's most notorious murder cases. At times, he was angry, at times contrite, as he remembered the person he was accused of killing, the 15-year-old Indigenous schoolgirl, Tina Fontaine. His speech was mumbled, repetitive, and often confused, but he stayed firm on one point. I did not kill Tina Fontaine. My journey to Cormier's prison cell had begun 2 years earlier. At the time,